The Prime Ministers of both countries have changed, but New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 refugees from Australia's offshore detention centres has been standing since 2013. New Zealand leader Jacinda Ardern has used several conversations with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over the last month to push him to accept the offer. Prime Minister Turnbull says he has other priorities.
We thank them for the offer. They've kept it outstanding. But our focus is on completing the resettlement arrangements with the United States, which of course covers up to 1,250 refugees. So we'll complete that. And then, when that is complete, then we can reconsider the New Zealand proposal.
So far, only 54 of those 1,200 refugees have gone to the United States. More than 350 refugees and asylum seekers have barricaded themselves inside the mothballed Manus Island facility in Papua New Guinea, refusing demands to move to alternative accommodation. Prime Minister Ardern told reporters in New Zealand earlier this week she intended to spend $2.7 million Australian on assisting them.
There is a job to be done to care for those on the islands in the interim. We intend to work with PNG and other agencies like the International Red Cross to financially support them with any additional needs that may be need to be met while those refugees remain on the island.
And she said the only way her offer to resettle some of the refugees from Manus Island could be successful is if the Australian government facilitates the deal.
The only way resettlement in New Zealand can happen is via Australia. They hold the information. They are the ones who are presiding over the process. There is no other way for us to further this offer than via Australia.
But Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton told Sky News he could do nothing to stop PNG and New Zealand making a deal.
That's an issue between those two countries.
So they can. PNG can make that decision agreement with New Zealand.
Well, any country, any sovereign state can enter into a bilateral arrangement. That's an issue for the respective states. They would have to think about other equities within the relationship, within the respective
what
relationships.
Does that mean?
Minister Dutton says New Zealand's financial assistance to Manus Island is a waste of money and warns any deal done by New Zealand could affect its diplomatic relations with Australia.
It is the wrong decision to send people to New Zealand because in the end, you'll start the boats, people will fill up the places that we've created, the vacancies we've created in Nauru, you'll get the deaths at sea again, and I'm just not going to preside over that arrangement.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, is supporting Prime Minister Ardern, his Labor counterpart in New Zealand.
Well, I actually think New Zealand, in good faith, is offering to take these people, and I think that if New Zealand, in good faith, wants to take these people from Manus Island, then Australia should not get in the way.